Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. TW Telecom is one of the top three business Ethernet providers in the U.S. and have a heavy presence in our region. They manage the high-speed fiber optic network that is contributing to the growth in semiconductor manufacturing that we're seeing at the Luther Forest Technology Campus in Malta and elsewhere. The network serves as the backbone for information technology at GlobalFoundry sites and the tenants occupying the Saratoga Technology and Energy Park. TW Telecom Vice President Dan Maynard joins us this morning, as does Bob Blackman, Board Chair for the Center of Economic Growth. They join to join us to make sense of all of this and discuss how technological development is transforming the Capital Region. Gentlemen, a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much.
Hey, great to be here.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, first of all, Dan, you look very nice in today's paper.
I appreciate
that. The business section of the Times Union. There you are. Faster data at flick of a switch. TW Telecom's new program allows businesses to quickly increase their bandwidth. Why is that important?
That's a great question. We love to talk about that. We're very, very excited about some of the capabilities that are available to businesses here in the Capital Region. And more businesses today obviously want to go faster and faster to reach the applications that they are either housing in their data centers or in the cloud. And the success of that is very, very dependent upon the quality, reliability, and scalability of the bandwidth. So our customers for a very, very long time have been trying to get to the point where their bandwidth is more in control by them, as opposed to being processing orders and paperwork and slowing things down. So TW Telecom has come up with a very, very unique capability called dynamic capacity. And what that allows businesses to do is to literally dial up their bandwidth 200 to 300% of what they've subscribed to, and in real time, with no service interruption, have access to those applications. So it's really, really the flexibility and control for the customer.
So when it comes to that level of bandwidth, I mean, is there such a thing as too much?
Our customers are saying no.
Yeah.
More and more applications are in the cloud today than ever
before. Because we're becoming more and more reliant on it.
Sure.
Yeah. Just quick, and I know you're asked this question a million times, but I just want to get it out there. TW Telecom, separate from Time Warner.
Correct. They're Time Warner Telecom previously. Had some affiliation with Time Inc. We changed our name in 2006 to TW Telecom. There is no affiliation with Time Warner Cable. We specialize in business services only. So when we build out our fiber optic voice data and internet networks, it is just to serve businesses.
Let's bring in the voice of Bob Blackman, Board Chair for the Center for Economic Growth, Center of Economic Growth. Bob, why is this so important to have this accessibility for the businesses and residents of the Capital Region and beyond?
Well, it's critically important. And as you see all the initiatives that are taking place, both initiatives that are here right now and the initiatives that are anticipated in the future, infrastructure always becomes one of the first touch points that anybody looks at. And what Dan has just described is really a baseline to as a basic growth, just like water and power are so critical to attracting companies to continue to both serve the ones that are here, but also continue to attract them.
What about cost? I mean, as far as the cost goes, the more you get, obviously, the more you pay, I assume.
You know, I'd like to share a little comparison. Cost is always an important factor for businesses,
right,
and that can't be ignored. However, the traditional way that companies bought bandwidth is to try to identify, you know, what is the maximum amount of bandwidth that I need, and that's what they bought. What dynamic capacity allows them to do is buy less bandwidth and only dial it up when they need that additional bandwidth. So it's potentially a much more cost-effective solution for businesses.
So you're only paying for what you use?
Correct.
Okay. Because I had a water company, in a village I used to live in, and you had to buy, I don't know, 50,000 gallons, and I'd use three. So, and then you'd be like, great, now what do I do with the other 47? And they don't give it to you, which is probably good because I wouldn't know what to do with that anyway. But so here you're paying for exactly what you use.
Correct.
When it comes to the of how this fits into the bigger picture of our greater region across the states, I mean, how much of this is a trend and where we can become linked together? And I'm thinking also, especially in our region, where many people want to work from home, many businesses are more remote, and you know, quite frankly, there's many communities that don't even have a high speed internet, and they don't even have you know, they're still working on dial up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a concern, and I think there's a lot of areas in the state of New York that are limited in terms of the amount of bandwidth they can use. But here in the Capital Region, I would say that we have access to technologies that any major city across the country would have today, which in today's day, that makes the Capital Region competitive globally when we talk about attracting new business and enabling economic growth. And that is what's really exciting here in the Capital Region. We are so well positioned to support any new companies that come into this area.
Before I go back to Bob, give us a scenario, if you will, of a business and how they would go into and utilize dynamic capacity, and kind of give us an idea of how that works for people who don't quite understand what we're talking about mm-hmm. here.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you asking me that question. So if I'm a hospital, for example, and yeah. I have a data center that I use remotely as a backup to my critical applications, on a pretty frequent basis, I might want to replicate that data. In other words, I would want to back up my data, put it in my data center so it's secure, and I always have access to it in the event that there is some type of an emergency or an outage.
And that would be the cloud?
It could be, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. And when I want to replicate that data, if I don't have enough bandwidth, that could take a tremendous amount of time. Dynamic capacity would allow a business, when they want to replicate that data, to literally go into our online portal, dial up their bandwidth 200 to 300% of what they've purchased, and do that replication in a much faster manner and also much more cost effective. When they're done with that replication, they can dial that data back. Dial the bandwidth back, rather.
So the hospital in this scenario has the finger on the switch. They are in charge of their own destiny at that point.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's what businesses want today.
Yeah, that's fascinating. When you look at this, Bob, as far as the Center of Economic Growth, I mean, you all have to be pretty happy with what's happening around here.
Oh, it's very exciting, and it's like I said earlier, it's a key to continuing to attract quality companies and big companies and businesses and support those that are here. And yeah, I think one thing that's important is that I understand that the dynamic capacity that's being offered here is the first in the country. So we like to I think that's a pretty cool thing for our
sure.
region. And the fact that it's it really supports businesses at all levels. And so it's not just the Global Foundries or the CNSEs of the world, but it's the smaller companies can dial up and use it and grow as they need it with it. So it's pretty cool.
I was reading a profile about you and the company that was published earlier in the Times Union, and it was funny because they were just making the place sound like Fort Knox. It's of what it takes to get into the place.
You know,
I mean, security is important, obviously.
Security is very, very important. We have two customer co-location data centers, one up in Malta and one here in Albany. And the businesses that put their services and their critical data applications in our centers rely on us to provide that level of security, fire suppression, the right amount of power, the right amount of environmentals to support their computer equipment. And that's the basis of what we provide, in addition to the network connectivity back to, you know, their main hubs or their main headquarters.
I have what I think in my mind is a pretty good question. I don't know whether I have the words or the capacity to convey it to you, but let me give it a shot, okay? Because I'm worried it's going to come out. I'm worried it's going to come out clunky. But this is
what I'm asking.
For a two-part question. First of all, how long was this a possibility of dynamic capacity? How long has this been in the works?
Well, we have been trying to respond to customer demand for these kind of applications where they have control and flexibility for some time. And we never release a product until we're very, very sure that it's the right structure, the right pricing, and the right capabilities for the customer. So we've had it as a capability for about 4 months now.
Okay. Given in technology that everything moves fast, and this is where I get to the question that hopefully will make sense, but where do you see the future going? I mean, in the idea of with this as a building block, where do we need to go? What is the next problem that needs to be taken care of?
Joe, that's a great question.
See? There you go, Bob.
You're right on.
Glad you asked him.
If you look at the technologies that businesses are using today, there are statistics out there from the International Data Corporation that says 80% of all new business applications will be housed in the cloud.
Yeah.
80%. That's a pretty significant number. So if you look at the network that connects businesses to the cloud, it has to be reliable, scalable, flexible. Dynamic capacity is only the first step, allowing customers to control that bandwidth. The second portion of what we call our intelligent network strategy, the days of buying big dumb pipes are over. You know, we wanted that network to be part of a very intelligent strategy for the customer. So dynamic capacity and then enhanced management, which allows customers to, again, go into our online portal and look at the various metrics of the network so that they can troubleshoot and try to figure out what adjustments they need to make to the experience. The last part of our intelligent network strategy that we are working on is called an application-aware network. And this is really exciting. This is where the network is intelligent enough to know what application the network is using, for example, video conferencing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I want to run a video conference and I need more bandwidth to make that experience successful. The network would recognize it and automatically dial up the bandwidth. That's really, really exciting. I'm really looking forward to that.
And that's one of those things that I assume you know how to do. It's as you indicated earlier, it has to play out for a while.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Before you get it right.
We'll test it. Everything is done in our labs, and we want to make sure it's right. And what's enabling us to do that is what we have done nationally in all of the metro networks we have built out. Very consistent equipment, very consistent in terms of the utilization on the network. And, you know, it's taken a lot of collaboration internally and externally to get that done.
For the Center of Economic Growth, Bob, How do you see the relationship? How do you help them? How do they help you?
Well, I think it's sort of what TW is doing fits a lot into the governor's growth plans for the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company that is creating private investment here. There's certainly been, and I'm not being critical, but, you know, it's a football with the investment that was made to attract GlobalFoundries. And that certainly is paying dividends. But TW is making their private investment. The governor of State of the State last week highlighted the innovation hotspots and the Innovation New York network. And I think that TW Telecom and what they're doing will be one of the key players in being a baseline service provider for those initiatives that the New York State has.
Yeah. And the day after the State of the State, the first place that the governor goes is CNSC, right?
He was there.
Yeah.
His lieutenant governor was, yes.
Well, lieutenant governor. Oh, it wasn't a governor? It was a lieutenant governor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. It's for more information on all of this stuff, and if you want to read more, well, first of all, check out the Times Union today, the business section. Very cool. You'll see a picture of Dan Maynard in working very hard, actually, and looking good in a tie. TWTelecom.com. Find out more about the Center for Economic Growth, CEG.org, CEG.org, TWTelecom.org. Dan Maynard and Bob Blackman, a great pleasure to have you both here. Great work, and I thank you very much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Joe. It was a pleasure.
Thank
Joe,
you.
Thanks an awful lot.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.